there is something beside that. The thing that we are talking about is not easy to be understood. And it's not really needed to be understood. Remember, all is based on that attraction inside. It's a lot about feeling. We are talking about passion. We're not talking about reason. We all know that. So we try to put the text in a way that makes some feeling in you. You should develop some feeling for all these stories we say. That's why that complicated pattern is there. Even musicality comes in. Because we want to change your mood. You notice that sometimes, if I'm in a good mood, I will read the Persian part to you. I know you don't understand it, but the musicality, I hope, will relate somehow. So these are the shortcomings of my classes for you, because I could go deep down in the meaning of the words which are played, which I could do only in Persian. And in English, it doesn't make sense. Persian is a mixture of several languages. One of the major part is Arabic. There I could point out the word, at least you could fight with Ahmed. But when it comes to the other ones, I just suffice to mention it, that here there are words that are magically complex relationship with each other. They are there. But in English, doesn't make sense. So, we heard the first paragraph of Masnavi. And as I have said last time, the master has explained the real problem we have with intelligence. Intelligence is the only instrument available to us when we start to hunt for the meaning. When we start to try to understand who am I, the first thing I see is my intelligence to rely upon. Because the others are trying to communicate with my intelligence. They are teaching me the language, and they are injecting me with informations. What else can I do? So we start with intelligence, and actually it happens that I'm ready to give up whatever I have to have this intelligence. Therefore, I'll buy it. And I surrender to it. And that's good. The only problem is, that's not all. We know that someone else will grow in me. Namely, sexual part of me will grow in me. How can I deal with it intelligently? That has nothing to do with intelligence. That is something in me that could override the intelligence. It is made so because what should we do if suddenly we know that the doomsday is here and we are going to die? What should we do? For nature is simple. Try to make children. Lay egg and die. Nature will take care of it. That's why the depression for people, especially ladies, will bring in mind the thought of getting pregnant. When they get depressed, they think about it without knowing it, because that's the nature. And for doing that, the power is given to that one to shut down all the other engines. None will be important when that is running, because that's the security of the future for nature. It's in me. Now, where is the logic over? I'm doing something illogical. I'm helping my replacement, which is illogical. I lose my job, I add it to my replacement. So it goes on, and it's not always the best. There is one moment that something else comes out, which is exception to all the natural rule. When that one arises, suddenly everything collapses, because something illogical starts to grow in me. That something illogical is growing in me in a very bizarre way. Later you will realize that that's the essence of that attraction in us. Feeling the attraction. Before that, we are attracted to beauty. And beauty is mainly bizarre. The curiosity of baby is like that. Whatever is strange, let's see what is this. So bizarre is good. Then the beauty shapes itself. But in all of this is only me, because the ego is very big. Then there is a moment that I feel that, okay, I'm attracted, but somehow, maybe this is not one way. Maybe I'm not the magnet. Maybe I'm the iron. Maybe the attraction is a complicated thing. That feeling suddenly is illogical and will ruin everything, because up to that moment, I am at the center of me. Suddenly, I don't feel balanced because I'm not at the center. The exception arrives and everything changes. The universe is upside down, and whatever logical help I get simply doesn't work, because logic is made upon a rule. And in a very strange way, I am exception, because it's me, and I'm the exception of the universe. Nobody is like me, and I'm not like anyone. Thanks God for the first one, but the second one is a big problem. This will make all the logical thinking of me at the center of the universe collapse. If it happens the good way, you could be the king. If not, I don't know, you give yourself another name. We're talking about the king. What the king does in a situation like this. The last verse we heard was, when the king saw the powerlessness of the physicians, He ran barefooted to the mosque. This is where we stop. Who volunteers to read the paragraph there? Go ahead, ma'am.
What shall I say, inasmuch as thou